Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dusty Staub is here. Dusty is a new member of our Brain Trust. He's a leadership expert, the author of The Heart of Leadership, and one of his books. And he is an expert in helping teams perform better. He's got decades of experience in helping teams to put their best foot forward together with each other. And he's here to talk to us about how we can all do a better job of managing our careers and our teams. Dusty, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. So what's on your mind today? What do we need to do? What do we need to know today to make us better?
Well, I want to say that I think there's four things that would really help people be better. People always say to me, I talk to employees at all different levels of organizations, as well as people in the C-suite, you know, the CEOs and presidents and senior vice presidents.
Right.
And what I tell employees is, look, the way you move ahead in life is you show the value that you generate. If you come in and you're creating value for your organization and it is appreciated, you're much more likely to not only get a raise, but also to be looked at for promotion. Mm-hmm. It also makes you stronger for your career. Whether you stay at that organization or go someplace else, if you have been focused on how you create value for the organization you work with, it's going to make you much more employable. But value is not enough. I've met people who are great performers, but they have really, They have really very bad attitude.
Ah.
They act like they're superior, you know? And so they're not enough to create value. That's very important. You need to also come in with an attitude. And in fact, I like what the great philosopher Anonymous says, that your attitude determines your altitude in life.
Right.
And
right.
So if I come in like I'm entitled, I come in like I'm better than you, I come in angry, I come in like, hey, you don't pay me enough, buddy. if that's my attitude, then what's going to happen is no matter how much value I create, you consider me a pain and rear end.
Right.
And you're not going to want me to be around. You're certainly not going to reward that kind of behavior.
Can I tell you two quick stories about what you just said? When I was a young pup and working for Sears, working my way through college, I had just graduated from college and I was on a management training program, and I felt like I needed to make more money. And so I asked for a raise, and my boss said, "You know, Jim, you need to understand, you're only worth so much to this company." And so he was telling me pretty much what you were telling me. I mean, I know I was doing a good job because he told me I was doing a good job, but he was happy with how I was doing. But I was asking for more than I was worth. And so he straightened me out. And then the other thing about that is I had a good attitude, but there were things that I wanted the store to do. And I was always had all my brilliant suggestions for all the things that I thought we could improve on. And after a while, he said, "Jim, you need to understand something. Some of these things that you're beating me up about, I can fix, and some of them I can't." And he said, "When you beat me up about something I can't fix," he said, and this is exactly what he said, "that puts a little black mark by your name." I'll never forget him saying that. And I remember thinking, okay, lesson learned.
That was
your attitude thing. I didn't have a bad attitude, but it was coming across that way.
Yeah, because it sounded to him like you were criticizing him for not making changes that he couldn't make.
He knew I wasn't criticizing him. I just wasn't being discreet. I wasn't using discretion at what I was, you know, I was just throwing everything, you know, like, I guess I thought I was trying to be smart, you know, and show him how smart I was. I guess that's what I was doing. But I mean, that was a long time ago.
Well, here's a secret about attitude. I train consultants all the time, and I've had consultants who are very, very smart, you know, with Harvard and Wharton MBAs, One guy had an MD and a PhD. But I had to let them go, some of them go, because they wanted to show clients how smart they were. And here's the essence. This is true for any of us. Whenever we're working with other people that we want to influence, the key is to make them feel smarter for having us around.
Right.
So they feel smarter, not that they think that we're trying to show them how smart we are. And that's kind of a subtle thing about attitude. If your boss feels smarter because you're there, then you're more likely to not only get a promotion, you're much more likely to get a higher income coming into you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. No, there's no question about it. Because whenever you make other people look better than they are, whenever you do those kinds of things, the law of reciprocity kicks in. And my friend Ivan Meiser calls that giver's gain.
Ah, nice. I like that. Giver's gain.
Yeah, I think that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Now, as I said, you show the value and have a real positive attitude so people want to be around you. The third thing is, do you ask good questions? So the part of showing value, part of being seen as somebody that they want to promote, as somebody who deserves more income, is to ask really great questions. So, for example, if you periodically say, hey, boss, what's the one thing I could do that would be most helpful to you at this point in time? Boss, what's one thing I do to help this team or you or this department be even more successful?
Mm-hmm.
And if you start asking questions like that, and I call it a Pareto-based question or a power question, you don't say, can I do anything? You say, what's the one thing? You don't say, is there anything here we could change? You say, what's the one change we could make that would make the biggest difference? And again, it's as an employee looking around and saying, okay, where can I create the greatest value? Where can I generate the greatest value? And what kind of questions can I be asking that helps me, my boss, and those around me to think even clearer and better? That make sense?
No, absolutely. I think that's a really good idea, because that tells them that you're not asking a question that as if it were all about you getting credit for helping them. You're saying to that other person, and I say this, you say this to customers too, you know, just say, hey, what's the one thing that's bugging you the most right now? And then and you find out what's really on their mind, you might be able to help them solve that problem. And you
exactly.
can deal with that. I need your website, Dusty.
It's www.staubleadership.com.
S-T-A-U-B leadership.com. Check it out. When we come back, we're going to talk about courage. What does courage have to do with any of this? 20 after. Stay with us. And I wouldn't be durable.
Hey, hey. Not be long. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.